Last year, advertisers spent more money on digital advertising than television spots, and social media influencers on YouTube and Instagram are a big part of that. These days, influencers can make big bucks for a single post, and they can be just as important to a company's brand as traditional advertising. But influencers have lost the trust of many advertisers and consumers lately by things like buying followers or failing to follow federal disclosure requirements about advertising, according to The Atlantic. So some companies, like Macy's, are turning to their own employees to be their online brand ambassadors. That company has created a team of employees to be part of its style crew.
Hey, it's Jill Ryland from the Macy's Style Crew, and today I'm going to talk to you guys about one of my favorite fall trends, which is fall florals. I've got a lot of great pieces to show you, so let's get started. This first one's from City Chic, and it's a really great wrap top that I love for fall.
So will this social media approach work in attracting younger and online consumers? For more on that, I got a hold of Katherine Duncan, a lecturer in management at the Olin Business School of Washington University of St. Louis.
Well, one of the things that you find with a company like Macy's and their style crew is that it gives a company like Macy's a chance to use real people. And presumably, if you're using your employees, they share your values, they share your brand, and they shop at your store, for example, for Macy's. Mm-hmm. So it gives you a chance to showcase real people who customers can identify with.
Right. So even though they're employees, does this come across as more authentic, more relatable?
I think probably it does come across as more relatable. If you even think about when you go to a Macy's and you see someone who's selling something, you would expect that they would be wearing Macy's products. So starting with the actual experience in the store and now taking it onto social media, it gives you a chance for people who look like you, who act like you, who think like you. And if you find one of these ambassadors who actually represents the kinds of clothes that you might be interested, the beauty products, whatever it is that they're featuring, you would start following them and you'd be interested to see what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. So how are the employees who are being recruited as these new brand ambassadors through the company, how are they benefiting?
Well, I think they increase their following in social media, which is something that a lot of people are interested in. They get some internal reinforcement by the company and the management for helping to promote the brand. And I think it just helps them have a leadership position as, call it an internal influencer, who is making a difference and helping the company do better in a new and exciting kind of a way.
So I want to talk a little bit about how this might affect consumers and if it works. I mean, I don't know if there's any specific data on that yet, but I wonder if consumers might see through this. They might get a sense that they're being sold to by an employee, right?
I think consumers who watch these kinds of ads know that in some way that they're being paid for. And the more I think that a company like Macy's or another company is transparent with the way that these people are compensated and the benefits that they get, the better that will be and the more third-party reputation that you would get from it. If you feel like people are getting paid a lot of money and they're just like an influencer or a celebrity you've used before, some of the benefit might go away. Then it's going to go to the quality of what the people are producing. So if they're actually giving you things that are useful and you like the brand already and this gives you a reinforcement of that, then I think people can really enjoy it and they can follow it and get some information that they can use.
Right. And Macy's isn't the only company doing this. We've seen Maker's Mark doing something like this, Sephora, ModCloth. Do you think
so
this,
many different things.
Right. Do you think this is something that's going to spread, that will become more and more common, seeing employees used in this way?
Well, I think if it proves to be effective, both cost-effective and results as sales, we could think about something like Rodin and Fields. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but that is very much a makeup line that is sold from friend to friend to friend. And the way that they do it is the people show the makeup, how they use it and how beautiful they look. And so they encourage you to get it, and then you get it, and then you sell it to your friend. They call it the high-tech Tupperware party. It's a way that you're online, you're seeing these people, they give you samples, and they reach out to you and they sell. So if it works, both as far as being cost-effective and as far as creating sales, then I think it could be effective.
Right. You're talking about almost like these multi-level marketing companies that are now very much using social media in that way. Do you think this is
exactly.
A melding of that? This is like taking big corporations and they're using now these old-fashioned, almost multi-level friend-to-friend marketing techniques?
It certainly is a new way to use some old tried-and-true things that many people have done for years. I remember many years ago, I worked on a project for McDonald's when they were introducing Chicken McNuggets. The employee that we used for that happened to be their executive chef. Hmm. Well, people wanted to reinforce a quality message for McDonald's by bringing the chef out of the kitchen and having him speak. And that's a little different, but you're always looking for who can be the most effective brand ambassador to get people excited about what you're offering.
All right. Catherine Duncan is a lecturer in management at the Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis. Kathy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. It's been fun. I'll be interested to watch this and see where we go from here.